Welcome, everyone. It's good for us to gather together this morning for a special chapel time. Today, we will reflect on the issue of poverty. You may have noticed that the worship space is arranged in a very particular way today. The line running across the space represents the dividing line between the poor in our society and everyone else. The line is intentionally set the way it is, running from side to side, so that the well-off cannot see the poor. In this way, we are reminded that our societies often work this way as well. The poor are often invisible. The poor are always striving to get above the poverty line. But the people who are above the line, too, are also continually striving to stay above the line. We would like to invite all of us today to dwell on the reality of this situation, that we are constantly living in the tension between wealth and poverty. Let us pray. O Lord, be among us today as we gather. Open our hearts and our minds to the issue at hand. Help us to understand more fully who we are, that we may be transformed by your love. Help us to be able to see the poor among us so that we can form a more perfect communion with one another. Help us to remember that the kingdom of God has been given to the poor, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of good news to the poor. Give us the ability to transcend these borders that seek to box us in. We pray this all in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will now show a short video, a trailer for a movie produced by Sojourners.
The line is the firing line at which people face survival or death.
Right now, they're so far below that line, it's pitiful.
The line, the place that people on the bottom are trying to get to, and the place that people on the top are trying to keep from going below.
Can't be too prideful, too stubborn to not step across that line to say, I can't do it on my own, I need help. Your ego is not important. What's more important is to put food on the table.
I understand that people might look at me and say, well, you're getting a handout, and I've done everything that I can do to make myself better.
It's like my dreams out of reach, this pain and all this grief. If you see God and you happen to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain, it gets so deep, that make it hard to sleep. If you see God and you happen to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Tell him it's crazy.
There's a certain amount of pride that comes in being independent. And there's a certain amount of shame that comes into having to beg for every little thing that you get.
It's crazy in these streets, and it's hard right now to start judging. But when you get enough,
when you have to struggle paycheck to paycheck, it's a hard thing. There's no way that I can continue to do this and survive with it. Just can't do it.
I mean, I've had my gas shut off. I've had my electric shut off. It's horrifying, and it's embarrassing when your kids go to turn on something and it doesn't work.
I've seen a change not only with income, but I can see a change in the people.
You try to fight yourself out of it, but you can't. You can't. My income right now, between about $11,000 to $15,000.
The bottom fell out. And that bottom was that line. They went below that line.
Poverty is just every day for me.
As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, they say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on."
I am a Pharisee. I spend my day studying the law and helping other people follow it. I'm wealthy, well above the poverty line, and I am well respected.
I'm a widow. I spend my days caring for my family and trying to survive. I'm poor, and I'm well below the poverty line, and people look down on me.
I'm glad to be sitting in these special seats with my friends. Hey, friends. Well, what did you think of this year's collection? Did you see how much Benjamin gave this year? And did you see that woman? She barely gave anything.
Well, friends. Hey, you are my friends, right? Hello. What do you all think about this year's collection? I wonder what they'll do with the money this year. How will the religious leaders use it?
Hey, are you talking about us? You know we've given so much money.
Yes, and we've given all we had.
Yeah, it wasn't much. You know God is pleased with us.
Yes, we're sure God is. We are hoping our offering was pleasing to God too.
Yeah, you know the temple wouldn't survive without us.
That's for sure. The temple certainly wouldn't survive with just us.
By the way, why can't you support yourself? Why do you have to rely on the temple for support?
Well, Mr. Pharisee and friends, do you think I chose this? I was born to a poor family, and poverty caused my husband's death.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We've always wondered, have you all ever been to the poverty line?
No. Thank God we haven't.
So you've never turned around to see what's behind you? And you've always known where your next meal is coming from? You've never been called a delinquent? You've never felt hopeless?
No, thank God. We don't need to worry about those things. We have to know the law. We have to know how to keep the temple running. We have to know how to act, for your sakes.
We know you do. It must be so hard to interpret the scriptures. It must be so hard to keep the temple running. It must be so hard to be responsible for the spiritual lives of all the people.
We have a few questions for you.
What? You do?
Yeah. Where do you all find food? What happens when you can't pay your bills? Where do you find hope? I wonder what it would be like to be in the shoes of a widow.
I wonder what it would be like to be in the shoes of a Pharisee. I've got an idea. It might not be good enough for a Pharisee. I wonder what it would be like if we moved into each other's shoes and we actually brought our friends.
You mean change seats?
Yeah.
You mean you all move above the line and we all move below the line?
Would that be okay with you? We know you're in charge.
I don't think God forbade this in the law.
All right. So what if we go this way and you go that way?
No. We're going to go this way and you can go that way.
Okay, friends. This means we gotta get up. Come with us.
As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on."
Man, these are sweet front row seats. Oh, wait a minute. We're the Pharisees. We need to act dignified, ignore the poor, put on long robes, and be honored. I am glad to be sitting in these special seats with my friends. Hey, friends. Are you still with me? Well, what are you thinking about this year's collection? Did you see how much Benjamin gave this year? And you see that woman? She barely gave anything.
Oh, these back row seats. We aren't as close to God. Those Pharisees are in the way. Oh, wait a minute. We are widows, and this is where we belong. Well, friends, you are my friends, right? What do you think about this year's collection? I wonder what they will do with the money this year. How will the religious leaders use it?
Hey, are you talking about us? You know we've given so much money.
Yes, and we've given all we've had.
Yeah, it wasn't much. You know God is pleased with us.
Yes, we're sure God is. We hope our offering was pleasing to God, too.
Yeah, you know the temple wouldn't survive without us.
That's for sure. The temple certainly wouldn't survive with just us.
Hey, by the way, why can't you support yourself? Why do you have to rely on the temple for support?
Well, Mr. Pharisee, do you think I chose this? I was born to a poor family, and poverty caused my husband's death.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We've always wondered, have you ever been to the poverty line?
No, thank God we haven't.
So you've never turned around to see what's behind you? You've always known where your next meal is coming from? You've never been called a delinquent? You've never felt hopeless?
No, thank God. We don't need to worry about those things. We have to know the law. We have to know how to keep the temple running. We have to know how to act for your sake.
We know you do. It must be hard to interpret the scriptures. It must be hard to keep the temple running. It must be hard to be responsible for the spiritual lives of all the people.
We have a few questions for you.
You do?
Yeah. Like, where do you find food? What happens when you can't pay your bills? Where do you find hope? I wonder what it would be like to be in the shoes of a widow.
I wonder what it would be like to be in the shoes of a Pharisee. I've got an idea. It might not be good enough for a Pharisee, but I wonder if we might get rid of the line.
Yeah, it might be hard because we would have to turn around, but I've got some adventurous friends who I think might join me, especially if we had food, right?
Well, I just happen to have some cookies.
And I'm sure I can find some beverages in the temple.
So what if you and I meet in the middle with cookies and cider, then our friends can follow us?
Well, you know we do have regulations in the temple.
Yeah, we've noticed.
But this seems like it could be considered a love feast. And you know, those Moravians, they would be so excited about this. What if we met at the table and you and I show our friends what to do?
Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. Thy creatures bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee.
We are all invited to come to the table, meet someone from the other side of the line. Daniel and I will model receiving some cider and some cookies, moving to a location, and chatting about life. Follow us as you feel right.
Sisters and brothers, you and I are called to the cross. We are called to be a danger to the powerful, who in their wealth ignore poverty, tolerate oppression, encourage suppression, engender hatred and divisiveness. Jesus did not say, "Come, observe the cross. Come, comment on the cross." Jesus said, "Take up the cross." Let's take it up. The path is not easy. It is not safe. The cross is not light, but the company is glorious. Let us walk together. Amen.